Jim Packard in for Larry Mueller today as we start talking about traveling the Mississippi River, ideas for fun on a budget. Reggie McLeod of Winona, Minnesota is the editor and publisher of Big River Magazine. It's a bi-monthly magazine for people who live, work, or play on the Upper Mississippi River. And Pamela Iden is news and photo editor for Big River Magazine, and we have them with us on the telephone. Hello, Reggie.
Hello, Jim.
Nice to talk to you today. And Pamela, nice to meet you. You, Pamela, wrote an interesting story about doing the river on a dime, 23 ideas for fun on a budget. We're going to be talking about that. And if people have questions about what's happening on the Mississippi River, then the number for you in Madison is 263-1890 or toll free at 800-642-1234. And of course, our email address is talk@wpr.org. It's been quite a ride for the Mississippi over the last couple of weeks, Reggie.
Yes, it's, you know, up here it's not too bad, but this is really the second flood this season. There were a lot of these towns. Davenport had some flooding downtown, and that was back in the end of April, early May. And we thought that all of that stuff was over for a while, and it came back with a vengeance.
Mm-hmm. You have updated your website, as I was looking at it yesterday, including being able to tell what level a river is at various locations.
Yes, we're trying to put more interactive tools on the website, and we have one that's a map of the stretch of river which we cover, which is from the Twin Cities down to the Davenport, Muscatine, Iowa. And so you can click on parts where there's a river gauge and check the river levels. And then once you're in there, you can actually see what the river levels were for the last 31 days, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of interesting this time of year. And then there's a similar map, too, for weather. So you can click on any river town in that stretch of river and see what the weather forecast is for the next week.
Reggie, there have been a number of bridge closures this year across the Mississippi. The latest was the bridge at Dubuque, which was struck by a towboat last week on Monday night. Talk about difficulties of towboats and barges traveling on the Mississippi when water gets high.
Well, that bridge in Dubuque, and there are two bridges, actually. There's one, the upstream one, connects Dubuque with Wisconsin, and the downstream one connects Dubuque with Illinois, with East Dubuque, Illinois. And that downstream bridge has kind of had a bad reputation with tow pilots because there's a curve there and the way the abutments are set up on the bridge. It's kind of tricky getting through there, I think, in good weather. And when the water gets high, of course, it's much more difficult maneuvering those towboats. And everyone's being very cautious with bridges now since the collapse of the I-35W bridge up in Minneapolis last
mm-hmm.
summer. So the tow hit the bridge, and they had to close it while they, you know, took time to inspect it and make sure there wasn't any damage that might endanger people using the bridge. But they did open it up again.
Now, when the DOT closed the Winona Bridge, that was the fourth Minnesota bridge across the Mississippi to be out of commission in the last year. What caused that closure, and how long did it last?
Well, they've been doing a lot of extra inspections on the bridge, and someone was underneath there inspecting it. They've really been looking at these gusset plates, and the gusset plates are the large metal plates that tie together all those beams. So that's probably the most important part of the structure, and it's probably failure of gusset plates that caused the I-35W bridge to collapse up in Minneapolis last summer. So an inspector was under the Winona Bridge looking at those gusset plates, and she saw a little rust hole in the plate, so she tapped it with her hammer, and the hammer went right through the plate.
Ew.
Yeah, I know all of us are kind of creeped out by that one because we, you know, it's a pretty busy
pretty
bridge.
Busy bridge, yeah.
Yeah, so they immediately closed the bridge, and it was closed for about a week and a half, and it just reopened last Saturday, but they're not allowing any trucks, they're not allowing any cars that are pulling a trailer. They're not allowing pedestrians or bicyclists to cross it. And I believe this weekend it's going to be down to one lane. They're going to repair it and reopen it in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, there are going to be periods where they're just going to have one lane and kind of take turns letting cars, you know, through in one direction than the other.
We're talking with Reggie McLeod and Pamela Iden of Big River Magazine. And if you have any questions, you can give us a call in Madison at 263-1890 or toll-free at 800-642-1234. The email address, of course, is talk@wpr.org. For people who would like to follow along on your website, what is that website, Reggie?
The website is www.big-river.com. And that hyphen is important. Don't use an underscore or don't skip it. You need to have it be big-river.com.
Okay. And I know that you have an 800 number for people who would like to be in touch with you.
Yes, that's 1-800-303-8201.
Pamela, you wrote a story for the May-June issue of Big River Magazine called Do the River on a Dime, 23 Ideas for Fun on a Budget. And it includes the Taste of Minnesota, which runs from June 30th through July 4th in St. Paul. You've been there before, I trust.
I have. I've never gone to all 4 days of it. It's enough food for one day. But it is free admission. It's on Harriet Island, which is right down in the river. It's quite a lovely spot.
Mm-hmm.
There are fireworks every night after dark, and lots of interesting food to eat.
And if people don't want to travel from Wisconsin to go that far, they could go to Trempealeau the following weekend.
Trempealeau Catfish Days. They have several different forms of catfish, at least catfish sandwiches, and a lot of fun in town. It's a small town festival, a very scenic town for those of you that haven't been to Trempealeau before.
Uh-huh.
It's right on a lock and dam, right on the river. Actually, Trempealeau itself was voted the best Wisconsin river town by wondersofwisconsin.com.
Wow. So what are some of the events other than being able to eat catfish many different ways?
Events at Catfish Days?
Yes.
Well, there would be, I'm sure, a number of contests and amusement rides and fairs and booths and crafts.
Typically there's a bicycle ride or a race, too. That's kind of a biking center for this that part of Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
because the Great River Trail goes through Trempealeau.
Okay. You it's something that you wrote that I hadn't even thought about was being able to take Amtrak along the Upper Mississippi.
This is really quite wonderful, you know, given the fact that gas prices have gone way high. We happen to be positioned here on the Mississippi River. I think the Amtrak's run from La Crosse up to St. Cloud is, if it's not the only train ride, long train ride in the country that goes right along a river, it's got to be one of the only ones.
Mm-hmm.
And when you ride this trip, which is about 5.5 hours one way, you are closer to the river than practically anything else. I mean, almost just the docks are between you and the river in many places. The railroad has, as it has since the 1800s, the railroad has the front porch on the river. So if you position yourself on the right side of the train, you'll have a very wonderful view of the river.
That sounds great. Let's take some calls. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to help Larry with his question, but let's give it a try. Larry in Star Prairie, go ahead.
Oh, hi. I'm a subscriber to the magazine for a few years now, and I'm interested to know what you feel about when the flood this time around gets down to the Atchafalaya River above New Orleans there, or Atchafalaya, however you want to pronounce it, and if they're going to be able to keep it within its banks. I know it's always a battle.
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting situation. Right down by Baton Rouge, there's a route that the river has been trying to take for about the last half a century, and it typically wags around down there through the delta and moves every 500 or 1,000 years. And the Army Corps has built massive structures to keep it in the channel it's in, largely to support the port of New Orleans. And of course, when it gets to flood stage, they have to let a lot of water out any way they can. And I, having said that, I have no idea if they're going to be able to control it down there. Sometimes, if there's not a consistent amount of rain in the southern states, that crest will level out a little bit before it gets down to New Orleans. So it may be at its worst around St. Louis. I don't know what the predictions are farther south, but if it stays dry for a while, it may moderate the flood a little bit farther south.
Well, that's thanks. I guess eventually we or they will lose the battle, and the Mississippi will have its way. But you never know when, I guess.
Yeah, it gets harder to contain it that way all the time, because what happens is the sediment falls into the Gulf of Mexico where the river enters it now. It keeps filling in, which makes this shortcut, you know, puts more and more pressure on it to take that shortcut. So it gets more expensive and more difficult to contain it every year, but that's what they've chosen to do for now. At some point, they're going to have to let it go the way it wants to.
Larry, thanks very much for the call, and let's go to Bob in Appleton next. Hello, Bob.
Hello. My question is, next Tuesday, we're picking up a houseboat in Alma. I've looked on the Internet a little bit, and I see there's some locks that are closed. My question is, did we pick a very poor time to rent a houseboat and try to go on the Mississippi?
No, I think it's probably still going to be a little bit high, but I think it's kind of crested here in Winona. And can you hang on a second? And the locks didn't close up here. The locks closed much farther south down, I think Muscatine was the first one they closed, and that's got to be 250, 300 miles from here, south of here. But right here, the crest, I think we've hit the crest, and I think it's going to be dropping. So, and there are still people using the river now, even though it's a little bit high.
Okay.
It's a little tricky when it's this high. But I think by Tuesday, it's probably be manageable. You might want to call the marina and get their opinion on it. But we are past the crest up here.
Good luck to you, Bob. And, of course, that's the Great River Harbor in Alma. You can also rent houseboats at Huck's Houseboats in La Crosse. That comes from Pamela's story called Do the River on a Dime, 23 Ideas for Fun on a Budget. I'm Jim Packard. We'll be back with our guests, Reggie McLeod and Pamela Iden, in just a moment here on the Ideas Network. Jim Packard sitting in for Larry Mueller today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Glad to have you along with us. A reminder that Larry Mueller and I will be at the Midwest Renewable Energy Fair at Custer, Wisconsin, for a live broadcast of Garden Talk tomorrow. We'll be joined by the Portage County Extension Ag Agent Ken Schrader and Mel Myers, the gardening guru and TV host of Milwaukee. You're welcome to join us for that broadcast. That'll be tomorrow at 11 at the Midwest Renewable Energy Fair at Custer, Wisconsin. We're talking for the next half hour about traveling the Mississippi River. Our guests are Reggie McLeod, who is the editor and publisher, and Pamela Iden is news and photo editor for Big River Magazine. It's a bi-monthly magazine for people who live, work, or play on the upper Mississippi River. And again, Reggie and Pamela, thank you for spending time with us today.
Well, thank you, Jim.
And again, for people, I was just looking at your website again, and that is www.big-river.com. And there people could find out what's going on with the bridges across the Mississippi, which precipices and blufftop peaks are best for looking down on the river, so many things. And some of this is included in Pamela's story written for the May-June issue called Do the River on a Dime, 23 Ideas for Fun on a Budget. And we'll be talking about those ideas, and we'll be taking your calls with your questions or comments at 263-1890 if you happen to be in Madison, or toll-free at 800-642-1234. And let's go to the phones, and Lou in Milwaukee has been waiting, so let's go to Lou. Hi.
Hello.
Go ahead.
I'm an old-timer, but I have had a dream of going down from the headwaters of the Mississippi down to the Gulf since I was in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, what would be the easiest and less expensive way to do something like that?
Well, the headwaters, you'd pretty much need a canoe up there. In fact, even with the canoe, there are probably places where you'd have to get out of the canoe and drag it over the shallow spots. So it's not much of a river up there. But then on the other hand, when you get down to New Orleans, it can be over 100 feet deep. And, you know, it's kind of, there are dangerous places. Even Lake Pepin up here, just upstream from Alma, Wisconsin, can be dangerous if there's much of a wind, if you're in a canoe.
Reggie, can you think of the name of or book that came out a few years ago about someone who did the canoe trip down the Mississippi?
Oh, there have been quite a few of them, actually.
Yeah.
There was, what was the one called? Old Glory is one about an Englishman that made the trip.
Made the trip.
And we might have a list of books on our website that deal with that. There was another one called Mississippi, I can't remember it. There's probably one that comes out every year or two.
Yeah.
On people who make that adventure. There's boy, isn't that terrible? I'm drawing a blank on them. If the gentleman would like to call us up later, we could look up the list, because about 3 or 4 years ago, we did a review of all the books that had been written to date that we found, some of which were already out of print.
And they can reach you at your 800 number?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Excuse me?
Yes.
I left a part out of that question.
Yes.
Is a tugboat out of question?
Well, the towboat's only, you know, it's only deep enough for a towboat from the Twin Cities on down. So there's a spot in Minneapolis where you really, well, there's a dam without a lock, so you really can't get any farther upstream than that.
But you can do that. Is that not a question for the average person?
Yeah, I think so. It would be good to, it wouldn't hurt to take a boating safety course.
No, I mean a tugboat.
Oh,
the ones that push the barges.
Oh, being a passenger.
You mean get a passenger?
Yes.
They used to allow that. And I've been told that the insurance companies kind of frown on that now, so it's pretty difficult. It wouldn't hurt to ask, but I think it's pretty tough to do now. A few years ago, it was much more casual, and people could arrange those sorts of things much more easily, but I think it's more difficult now.
Probably for homeland security reasons.
Yeah, there's that too, and also the insurance companies have kind of clamped down on a lot of things these days. So.
Well, Lou, if you'd like to give them a call, I'm sure they'll have more information for you after a check of the books and a time to reflect on what might be out there, and that's 800-303-8201. Thank you very much for your call. Appreciate hearing from you. Our guests are Reggie McLeod and Pamela Iden from Big River Magazine. Let's go to Carol in Green Bay next. Hi, Carol.
Hi. I'm calling just in regard to the gentleman that just called. My son did a trip last summer, starting in May, and he started in Eau Claire, and he used a wooden rowboat that he had built and went down the entire Mississippi to Venice. So it can be done. I mean, that was last summer when the weather conditions were much better.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an amazing trip. He had prepared well and did not run into any major problems, but it requires a lot of preparation.
Indeed. Carol, thank you very much. I wish I could think of the name of the book that came out just within the last 2 years, a woman who decided that she would get a crew together, two people, and she traveled down the Mississippi. It was a very exciting story.
Yeah, that was named after her cat.
That's right, and I just can't think of it, but I know it's probably on your list or you'll be able to come up with it.
Yeah, that's definitely on our list.
Carol, thank you very much for that information. We've got some lines open. If you have a question or a comment about life on the upper Mississippi, 263-1890 in Madison, or toll-free at 800-642-1234. Bob in Milwaukee, you have a question.
Yeah, hi. I think the gentleman already took my question, because my question was, I've always wanted to go down the Mississippi in one of the tugboats all the way from St. Paul to New Orleans.
Yeah.
I think that would be a great trip. And I heard your answer about that. Maybe if the company, well, you provide them something that says they're not liable, they might let you do it. But in lieu of that, does Pamela have any other suggestions for cruises and so on?
Well, of course, one of the biggest boats on the river is the Delta Queen and the Mississippi Queen. This is, and the American Queen. Actually, this year I think may be the last year for the Delta Queen. But these are three really large, luxurious paddle wheelers that offer extended cruises or even relatively short cruises of all different parts of the river. They do come up to St. Paul, and they are active in the lower river as well. And I think they even offer cruises on the Atchafalaya. So that's kind of a luxury. That's opposite of towboat. That's kind of an opposite of a towboat trip.
Yeah.
There are a variety of ways in which you can get out on the river. There are an increasing number of people offering what we're calling eco-tour kinds of trips. So you can go out for a day into the backwaters and experience the kind of Amazon world of the Mississippi River backwaters. And these boats are available actually through a number of different businesses, which I'm not going to list them all here. But certainly check Lansing, Iowa. Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin has a couple. A lot of different, and also Cassville. Cassville, Wisconsin has an eco-tour outfit.
And there are always houseboats you can rent, too. Is that true?
That's true. There are always houseboats. And I wouldn't say that this is not cheap. To rent a houseboat is probably more expensive than any of the other options except for the Queens, the Mississippi Queen paddle boats. But you have a variety of sizes, and they're certainly accommodating. They'll teach you how to run the houseboat, and they'll send you out there with a pretty good set of maps, and that's an enjoyable way to do it. You can spend a weekend or a week.
And also there are some good day trips you can take on paddle wheelers. The Julia Belle Swain, which a lot of people regard as maybe the prettiest and most authentic paddle wheeler on this stretch of the river, that's based in La Crosse, and they do short trips and day trips, and sometimes I think they might still do two-day trips to Prairie du Chien. There's also the Twilight farther down the river. That's in LeClaire, and I think they also sail out of Dubuque, too.
Okay. Can I do one small follow-up?
What's that?
I heard, if you got on a tugboat, I heard that you couldn't go all the way to New Orleans anyway on one tugboat. You'd probably have to go to a certain point and then transfer to another tug. You think that's true?
Yeah, above the last lock and dam is at St. Louis. And above that, you have to be able to fit the tows into the locks. So you can only have 15 barges in a tow, and that has to lock through in two parts. They have to break that in half. But when you get down below St. Louis, there are 30, 40 or more tows or barges in one tow, so they're much larger. So a lot of boats just stay on the upper river, and then other boats just run on the lower river because, of course, those are more powerful boats down there to push all those tows.
Mm-hmm. All right, Bob, thank you very much for your inquiry. Good luck to you on your attempts to get on the river. Let me ask Pamela a couple more things about this story in the May-June issue called Do the River on a Dime, 23 Ideas for Fun on a Budget. When it comes to biking, it's hard to beat Wisconsin's Great River State Trail. We talked about going to Trempealeau on that. What is the trail? Where does it start? Where does it end?
The Great River State Trail starts in Onalaska, Wisconsin, which is just north of La Crosse.
Mm-hmm.
And it extends up, right now it extends up to the Trempealeau National Wildlife Refuge, which is more or less across from Winona.
There, you also included the opportunity to do some volunteering with a group called Mississippi River Wild, based in La Crosse. What do volunteers do there for them?
Volunteers at these river organizations can have really great adventures. You can go out and count birds, which gets you out into the backwaters. It depends on what work needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So there's counting of birds and frogs, and there are all kinds of different ways to help clean up the river. I think almost every river town has its own organization that will get people out in boats to just help clean up the river.
Mm-hmm. The one in La Crosse, there's a telephone number to call Anne for more information.
Yes, yes. That Anne is at 608-783-8403.
All right. Those are a couple of items that come from the 23 ideas for fun on a budget. Do the river on a dime. Let's go back to the phones, and Bob in Beloit is next. Hi, Bob.
Hi, it's actually John.
All right.
Yeah, I had a question about a houseboat. So my family, we've been wanting to rent a houseboat for the week, but then our friends kind of told us that they're really hard to operate, and I was wondering if that's true or...
Well, they do a pretty good job on instructing you and taking you out for a while to make sure that you're comfortable with it. And, you know, really the key, I think, to boats is to just really go really, really slow. And even real experienced operators, when they're around a dock or another boat, will just kind of slow down and it's... Pam has some advice here, too, about that.
Mm-hmm.
I have some friends who have no experience in boats. In fact, there were five sisters went and rented a houseboat and took maybe 2 hours of training and went out and had a fine time all weekend and had no particular trouble. When they came back into the dock, the people from the houseboat company came out and helped them pull back into the marina. So I think you're given quite a bit of support. People come from all over the world to do these trips. And I don't think I'd be scared off of it.
Well, Bob, if five sisters can do it, you can do it.
five sisters might be harder to work with than one, actually.
Bob, thanks very much. We appreciate hearing from you. And, of course, you can rent houseboats at a couple locations, one the Great River Harbor in Alma, and at Huck's Houseboats in La Crosse are two of the vendors for that. Let's go to Jeff next there in Winona. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning. Nice to talk with you.
Sure.
Well, what we have to offer for the river traveler is the opportunity to visit with the Great River Shakespeare Festival, a premier Shakespeare event hosted on the Winona State campus and featuring national actors from around the country, designers and the like, and we open on June 27th.
Oh, great. And you'll be open then through...
Well, we run through the month of July. We run... June 27th through July 27th,
uh-huh.
And the shows basically run Tuesday through Sunday with a repertoire of The Taming of the Shrew and The Merchant of Venice.
And how would someone find out more information about attending?
Well, we have lots of great information on our website at grsf.org, and we have lots of information that's been newly posted on our new website talking about the plays, and we also have a number of educational programs for all ages that are, some are free and some are for fee, and we have high school nights that are special events for vaccines activities. And then we'll also have a chance after a number of the performances to sit in the theater and talk with the actors and get their perspective on the plays and the performances and learn a little bit about their perspective as life as actors.
So that's GRSF for the Great River Shakespeare Festival.org.
That would be correct.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. It sounds exciting, and hopefully get a chance to get over there and see and take it in. Dennis in Sussex, let's give you a chance. Hi, go ahead.
Hi. I had a question and a comment. I was curious about, I have some 16-foot sea kayaks, and I wondered what the possibility of using those on the river would be. I've always wanted to go out there and, you know, like explore different little sloughs and things like that, and my friends think I'm crazy, but, you know, that was my question, and I wondered if you had any experience with that. And my other comment was back when I was in summer jobs during college, I worked on the towboats. And we went from, I think I got on in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, from St. Louis. I flew down there, got on, we came up the Mississippi, went up to Weirton, West Virginia on the Ohio, and eventually came up to St. Louis and pushed an oil tow. And if I had another life, I'd do it again. It was a blast. I was just a deckhand, but it was so much fun.
I believe that. You know, I, too, have a 16-foot sea kayak, and I got it specifically to kayak the backwaters of the Mississippi. It's the best way to go if you want to get into the backwaters. So
find the current. Is that can you go upstream?
Oh sure, you can. Kayaks are you know, seaworthy and also streamlined enough. The current can be stiff and it can give you a good workout, but you can certainly go upstream.
There are some good trails too that are in the backwaters off of the main channel. There's one actually in Trumplo again, just downriver from the lock and dam. There's another one in the Wyalusing State Park below Prairie du Chien there. And there's one in Winona that's only a couple years old. And those will have signs, so you kind of go from sign to sign, and that's a wonderful way to see the backwaters. In fact, in July, the lotuses will be in bloom, and there are sections, I think, probably in most of those trails where you'll be in the middle of acres of lotuses and water lilies in bloom, which is kind of overwhelming.
Dennis, good luck to you. Sounds like a great trip. Hope you're able to do it. Bud, I think, has an answer for us there.
Yeah.
In Mount Hope. Hi, Bud.
Yeah, hi. We did the trip about 12 years ago, starting from Lake Bemidji, starting from Lake Itasca,
mm-hmm.
and our friends did it all the way down to New Orleans over a series of a couple years. The book you're looking for is Down the Mississippi with Stinky.
Oh, right.
Two women, a canoe, and a kitten. And the lady is Doris Bruner, Brunner. I have the book right here in front of me.
Okay.
And I wrote her a number of years ago, about it and everything. So we started up in Lake Bemidji in a snowstorm in April. And that part of the lake up there, as you said, was pretty high because of the water. It was actually when they opened the walleye season opened up in there, and we went down. We had a really great experience. We went over six beaver dams, shot a couple of chutes, missed a down bridge, cut through two very large trees. Yeah, we started at Lake Itasca, if I misspoke on that, and everything, and ended up down in Bemidji. But then our friends went on from there and went by canoe all the way down to above Falls, St. Anthony's Falls.
Bud, thank you very much for the title of the book, Down the Mississippi with Stinky, Doris Bruner, Brunner, the author. Appreciate that very much. Scott, you're going to get the last word there in Trempealeau, I think. Hi, go ahead.
Hi, Scott Lee. Hi, Pam. Hi, Reggie. How you doing?
Hi, Scott.
I would like to get back to the floods a little bit, and I go back to the 65 flood and remember how devastating that was for our area and Trempealeau and Winona and La Crosse. But then I think, you see everything that's happened since then, all the dikes that have been built in Winona and La Crosse, and, they're talking about it in St. Louis and, every place down along the river. I think we're kind of shooting ourselves in the feet here by doing that. It's great for the big cities that can afford to build the dikes, but the water's got to go someplace. So they build a dike in Winona, for example, and that water has to go to Trempealeau, and then they build a dike in La Crosse, and that water has to go. I mean, it has to go someplace else. And if the only choice it has is to go up, that's what it does, and it just keeps getting compounded as it further goes downstream. So I don't know what the solution is, but you hear on TV now they're excited or they're happy because the dikes are holding or they're hoping it'll hold. Well, they're holding and protecting them, but what's happening to the people downstream from them?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, dikes do make the flooding worse. And boy, in Cedar Rapids, it was, I think, 12 feet or more than 12 feet over the record flood before. But the other thing is parking lots and roads and impervious surfaces that have the cause the water to run off very quickly. That makes flooding worse too. We're doing a lot of things to make the flooding worse. Some of it might be global warming and climate change, but some of it is things that we build at great expense, and then we have to build more things at great expense to kind of remedy the problems we cause.
Scott, thank you very much for your call. And Reggie and Pamela, thank you very much for spending time with us today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you, Jim.
And the next issue will be the July-August issue, correct? And Pamela will have a story in there about how the marinas are coping with high gas prices and high water in many places. Reggie McLeod and Pamela Iden from Big River Magazine. You can find out more at big-river.com. Our thanks to Sarah Carroll for on-air phone production today. Appreciate it. And Larry and I will be at the Midwest Renewable Energy Fair at Custer, Wisconsin for a live garden talk remote tomorrow. Portage County Extension Ag Agent Ken Schrader and Mel Myers of Milwaukee will be our guests. We hope to see you there.